Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That I think fans were clinging to and holding out for. Steelers fans, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football's here until 6-412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Arthur Smith did not get an NFL head coaching job. I thought that was a pipe dream. Mike Tomlin's got a $50 million extension that just kicked in. So that left Terrell Austin. Even though I have called Terrell Austin the figurehead Steelers defensive coordinator for years, ever since he got the job, because the real defensive coordinator is Mike Tomlin. He doesn't call plays on Sunday. He makes a middleman do it in Terrell Austin, which probably more than anything else confuses things for everybody and makes life harder than it needs to be. And so that was one of the things I think fans were like, give us some pound of flesh here. Even if it's more symbolic, give us something that shows that you're unhappy with how the season ended. Do you guys agree with that? Like, even if Terrell Austin is not really the defensive architect, can we have something other than banal comments after a season about frustration and disappointment that you actually somewhat mean business?
I think most people thought that at a bare minimum that would be like the requirement.
Right?
Yes. Show us that you are at least aware that something has to be done, even if it's only for looks and appearances.
So it's official. He's back. Austin's back. Because not only do we have what Art just said there, I think the coordinators will return. I think they'll come back.
Which means they're coming back.
We now have proof, though, Austin has survived. He's
at the Senior Bowl.
We have the Senior Bowl on in here. Nick Faribault, who we love on this show, even though we've never had him on this show.
Well,
I always say nice things about him. Yeah, me too. But I also think he does a good job covering the team.
Well, he's a football guy. He's like cut from the Donnie cloth. I've met Nick.
Me too. I've sat next to him at games. I think I shook his hand. He had a very firm handshake.
Oh, and I think Nick would roll through either of us. I don't think we could. We're not winning an Oklahoma.
Let's see what Tomlin thinks about him.
He's a football guy.
Yeah. So Faribault's down there making observations. Austin is with Tomlin and Khan right now. They are together as a group looking at these potential future Steelers up close and personal. If you're going to sack somebody, you don't have them go through this process and then say, oh yeah, hey, Terrell, you're going to have to get your own ride back to Sharon, PA, because we don't want you anymore. So good luck getting out of Mobile here and finding a rental car and making the 13-hour drive back to Pittsburgh or whatever it is.
I think TA's made enough money that he could fly, even if it was Spirit.
Well, you know how thrifty the Steelers are when it comes to paying assistant coaches, Chris, so let's not jump to any conclusions there.
Could try to bum some flight fare off of Mike.
This, to me, is why fans are so incensed by what's going on. I heard some of Starkey's breakdown of Art, and I think you repeated this back to me after talking to him. Joe wanted more fire and brimstone. He wanted more passion. He wanted Art to sound like he was hacked off about the way things went. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
That would have done nothing to me. That would have done nothing for me because of what Art said. Actions speak louder than words. If he intimated that he was that angered and that upset and that peeved over what happened, and then let's just bring back the same coaches and run it back in 2025, those would have been empty calorie comments. So what I'm more, we obviously are going over his comments with a microscope and a magnifying glass because we're trying to discern what it means regarding the future of the team. So we're on that kind of like mission when it comes to listening back to Art. But like his tone, if he had gone up there and said, you know what? I'm mad as hell.
And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, if everybody's back, no, you're not. You're just saying that because that's how you know your customers feel. You're doing nothing other than saying these things that makes me believe you actually feel that way.
Art's going, he is just going through the motions. Did you see what Cabali tweeted earlier today?
Did not. Was it a Cabali like one sentence tweet, or was it one of those articles where you have to click on it and there's like 3,000 words that you have to read?
There's three kinds of Cabali tweets. 3,000 word missive.
Yep.
Him tweeting out the word, well, there's four kinds. Him tweeting out the word yeet. Him tweeting that his son clogged a toilet. And then there's the fourth and most rare kind of Cabali tweet.
Is it the John C. Reilly confused face?
That's probably a fifth kind, I guess. So there's a lot of food groups here.
Okay.
There's the Mark actually sort of tweets something just regular, like he's not engagement farming.
Mark puts the hoe and pitchfork away and
just kind of gives like a basic take.
Yep.
He tweets 6 hours ago, so this would have been 9 in the morning. You might have been at the gym, you know, joining the old Swole Patrol.
No, I told you what I was doing today. I was watching Super Bowl 10 with Stella, but continue.
Oh, okay. He said, I believe we will hear about Steelers, quote, not wholesale, coaching changes by Friday at the latest, and I am expecting it will be announced as a contract or contracts not being renewed. So it's the same old man. That's Mark saying he thinks we're either going to get one. And when he says contract or contracts, I think two at the most, don't you? Like the way he kind of qualifies that.
I think it could be more than that, but it'll be position coach guys who have been here for a while.
My point is, it's at most maybe three coaches, none of whom resonate like with the average person. In fact, it could be guys who, if you don't see their title listed in like a press release of this is what they had been doing, people might struggle to guess what position they do coach with just their name. And that's just how the Steelers do business, man. Art's tone does give you the window, though, like when into how these kind of moves get made or Mark projecting what these moves are going to be. He just sits there and talks with the disinterest of somebody that's going to move the usual pieces around on the board and is not going to panic because he doesn't see a reason to.
Donnie, the Steelers can't even do like what the Eagles would consider a minor move. Eagles' major moves are fire a head coach that's won a Super Bowl or been to one. Their minor moves are when they come in and they don't do well for a season as a coordinator, they ship them out. We can't even get that with a defensive coordinator who's got another year left on his deal.
Yeah, I mean, last season they got blown out in the wild card round like the Steelers did and like the Steelers do pretty much every year.
And cleaned house.
They got rid of both coordinators.
They said
and they had major
upgrades. Put their head coach on double secret probation, basically, is what they did with that.
Yeah, coming into the season and...
Oh, people thought when they started 2-2 and Sirianni was jawing with a fan.
Yeah, he was on the hot seat.
I was one of them. I thought there was a very real chance if they had lost like two more games in a row, he was getting canned. I think he probably would have gotten canned. If they had started like 2-4, I think they were done, except they're now 15-1 since that, and the only time they lost was when Kenny played.
It's an acceptance of mediocrity when you don't even have the temerity to make a move like this and fire a defensive coordinator with a year left on his contract and tell Mike, I'm giving you two options. Here's the red pill and there's a blue pill here. The red pill is you're going to hire a defensive coordinator and he's going to run the defense and you're going to be a CEO coach. Or the blue pill is, guess what? You're now the one that's calling plays. And you're going to come out and you're going to say, I am taking over play calling duties. on Sundays as the defensive coordinator, and I'm going to see a big-ass play sheet in your hand, and I'm going to watch you mouth every play into the defense.
The way Andy Reid calls the offense.
Or the way Sean McDermott calls the defense for the Bills. That's you. You're going to earn your $50 million contract.
I saw him holding a little card at the end of the year. He had like the tiny little index
card. Yes, that's when
calls.
He likes a play and he gives it to Austin, and then Austin gives it to, it's a game of telephone at that point.
Boy, if you thought Mike's game management was bad already, think of how bad it'll be when he's going to call the
ambiguity,
defense.
No more confusion in vagaries over who is...
It's your defense, you call it.
Yep.
Period.
So pick one.
Mike would pick, by the way, it's my defense, I'll call
you're
it.
You're not hiding behind human shield Terrell Austin anymore.
Mike would pick, I'll call the defense and I'll manage the game, and he would do, I think, both of them, especially the game management.
I don't know about that. I think you're probably right, but I'm not completely convinced of that because he might think at this point in his career that's beneath him.
To call the game?
Yeah.
He likes to talk about how he likes a smaller coaching staff and wants to overwork guys and thinks one of the advantages of a smaller staff is there's like unity of message, right? One guy sets the agenda, meaning him. That does fly on some levels in the face of how he does the defense, which is I'm going to filter the call through two people when it could easily just come from one. How is that unity of message? If he says something to Terrell and Terrell like hears it wrong, conveys the slightly like one part of the call is wrong. It's not what Mike said. Then they don't run what Mike wanted because Mike doesn't beam it directly into the green dot. It's so stupid, man. You just got to start calling it what it is. It's so needlessly convoluted and stupid.
If one of the things that fans have said now a lot over the last 24 hours plus since Art's talked is that he really wants to get, he's a money guy. He wants profitability. He wants to make money. He's more running it like a business than he is running it like a football guy. From that perspective, wouldn't he look at the amount of money that he spends on defense and say, something's not right here? Something's out of whack.
My ROI is terrible here.
Yeah, so something's got to change there. We either pivot and just accept who we are defensively and put some of those resources into the offense and make the scale more balanced, or if we're going to continue to be strive to be a great defensive team, then I better see results. And if firing a coordinator who's making less than Penn State's defensive coordinator, if firing somebody like that and paying him to go away makes the $130 million, what I'm saying is if you have to pay $2 million plus a new defensive coordinator salary, let's say it's another two. So you're paying less than $5 million to make a $130 million unit better?
Mm-hmm.
You do that.
Not if you're Art. If you're Art, you say...
But if you're a businessman, you do. If I told you you could turn... You're already spending a ton of money. Spend $4 million more. It might unlock what you're hoping for.
What's the ROI going to be in actual business terms? His defense might be better. So what? Merchandise that'll get made up with more happy fans buying more merch? Drinking more beer? Eating more concessions?
Yeah, but Chris, you say that, but like the actual tangible result of that is you host a playoff game that is money in his pocket.
Sure,
that is more money.
I mean, I guess, is he going to make the value judgment and say, us doing this to the defense will get us ahead of the Ravens? Maybe. But probably not.
I got distracted now because look what Nick Wright just did. He ranked in tiers the best quarterbacks of the 21st century.
Oh, I know one name. I know, there's six guys.
And he is six guys ahead of Ben.
In the tiers ahead of Ben, and I know one name that there's only one name, actually, of those five that I do think incenses you, and I know exactly who it is.
Kurt Warner.
He's got Breeze, Peyton, Rodgers, Mahomes, and Brady ahead of Ben. He's got Ben in a tier that also has Lamar, Stafford, and Allen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.